It's an interesting and actually a much more complex process than I think we have all realized in the past. What is the particular student need or issue that needs to be addressed? In other words, what are the characteristics that are of concern? Are you trying to improve student behavior, student skills? Are you trying to reduce particular difficulties or issues that the student is experiencing? So really understanding what the target of concern is a first primary issue in thinking about identification of an evidence-based practice. The intervention really should match the student issue or characteristics that you're trying to address. In addition, I think it's always helpful for teachers to think about comparisons among different interventions. In other words, there may be several different interventions that are available for a particular problem. And so thinking about what comparison options are available is critical. And the critical elements of that would include things like cost, efficiency, logistics, support to implement the intervention, et cetera, et cetera. Another really important issue is what outcome is desired when you are identifying and selecting an evidence-based practice. In other words, there has to be a good match between the student characteristics and the criteria for selecting an intervention and what your outcome is going to focus on.